Puck on the Sports Trivia Face-Off.
Hello and welcome. You have downloaded the final episode, Season 2, Episode 49 of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Aaron, we've finished a whole complete year of doing this. Can you believe that?
We survived another year against all odds.
That's right. Today is going to be a more than not 2019 themed episode, so most of the categories will be about events that took place in the year 2019. I didn't introduce Aaron properly, the best co-host in the world. How are you this morning?
I am going to move the cat from the microphone.
Not a euphemism.
Starting off real aggressive today.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a social question to put to our listeners, which is nothing to do with sports. So here we go. I was at a concert last night. It's one of my favorite bands. They do this concert every year. It's their Home for the Holidays tour. And we were standing close to the stage. Like, I could have hit the singer with a rock if I was a monster and wanted to do that sort of thing. Like, I was close. And there's these two couples behind us having full volume, screaming conversations about everything else during the set. Like, the band has a 15-foot speaker stack, and I can't hear them over these assholes behind me. And my buddy turns to them and goes, "Hey, could you keep it down? Like, we're here for the band, not for you guys." And they responded okay to him and shut up. But they gave him this kind of eye roll look, and I'm like, I don't think we're the assholes. Like, I don't think I'm in the wrong for wanting people at a concert to at least shut up enough for us to hear the music. But I'm aware that I might be the asshole because it's a public space and I can't dictate what people around me do.
Maybe this is something you should post that AITA on Reddit.
No, I don't do that at Reddit because Reddit always tells whatever the question, Reddit's going to tell me I'm an asshole.
How many points do we get for giving the correct answer to this question?
Starting you off with some philosophical.
I have had instances at the hockey game where a couple has been having a relationship-defining discussion right behind us in the middle of a hockey game. And it's like, guys, this is not the time or the place for that.
That's at least fun, though. These guys were talking about some Led Zeppelin band they saw in D.C.
Well, they were talking about music. Fun. That's all right.
It's tangential. I don't know. You guys were helpful. The listenership was helpful with what I should watch next on TV, so I figured I'd put this out there, too. Y'all are in therapy. Therapy's expensive.
And what did you pick?
None of the above. I'm watching His Dark Materials, which is not as good as the book. Uh-huh. But the book is also incredible, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
How about we do a sports podcast?
No. Sorry, guys. Y'all are new. This is pretty normal.
Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Yeah, my name's Aaron Lichtig. I'm living currently in Silver Spring, Maryland, originally from central Pennsylvania. I'm a big Penn State fan. My family has run a souvenir store across from Penn State for years and years. I'm father of two, work for a startup company here called Xometry. We do custom manufacturing, and I'm excited to be on the show today.
Cool. Do you do like 3D printing and that kind of stuff?
We do, yeah. 3D printing, CNC machining, injection molding, whatever you want to make.
That is such cool stuff. I want a 3D printer real bad, and I have no practical use for it.
Well, you know, that's kind of what we do. If you want to upload your designs, we'll 3D print it for you and get it to your door. It's, yeah, xometry.com. You don't need to buy your own.
There's a free plug.
You got it. Thank you.
Kevin, how are you this morning? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm good. Yeah. So I'm Kevin. I'm from Los Angeles. I work as an engineer. Let's see here. I'm father of zero. but I mean, I have a couple plants and they're dying. So that's unfortunate.
That's a sad story.
It really is. I really love them too much. I keep watering them and they just refuse to live. It's really unfortunate. Too much love for plants. I need a little bit of help on how to get them through the tough times. But yeah, so I work for company Structural Focus. We do structural engineering work, design buildings, and yeah.
All righty. Now that we know the players, let's re-familiarize ourselves with the rules.
Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer five questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. Two intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there.
Kevin, I'm going to give you the honor of calling the toss of the coin. Would you like heads or tails?
Oh, the toughest question of the day. Let's go heads.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
I've got bad news for you, buddy.
All right.
It's heads.
It is heads, so you have the option of playing the categories in the first period or deferring. That'll determine what happens in the second period, and whoever is trailing will pick first in the third period. Here we go. Your categories for the first period are kicking ass, chewing bubble gum, or this category is 100% about college football.
Let's do some chewing bubble gum.
Chewing bubble gum. These are five questions about the 2019 Major League Baseball playoffs.
All right, let's do it.
Number one, what team did the Yankees sweep to advance to the ALCS, where they ultimately lost to the Houston Astros?
Unfortunately, I didn't watch the baseball playoffs, but I kind of kept up with it. I'm going to say the Indians.
Indians is incorrect, Aaron.
Twins.
It was the Twins for 5 points. The Yankees outscored them 23-7 in the series. Ouch.
Close one.
Yeah, real nail biters, all of them. Number two, back to Kevin. What Major League Baseball journeyman of the 80s and 90s was the manager for the World Series winning Nationals?
I'm going to challenge on this one.
Aaron, you have been challenged.
I do live in the D.C. area, but I'm not a Nationals fan. I'm trying to remember who this was. I got nothing.
Kevin keeps his 10 points. The answer is Dave Martinez.
Obviously. Whew.
First challenge right out of the gate. Number three. Name either the National or the Astro that hit three home runs during the World Series.
I'd say Jose Altuve.
Jose Altuve is not a correct answer. Aaron?
I'll try Rendon.
Rendon also is incorrect. We were looking for either Juan Soto or Alex Bregman.
This is going well. I just need a little momentum. I'm in this. Let's do it.
There you go.
Hit me with that question four.
You got the coin toss question right.
There you go.
I thought that, oh man, you were right. That was not the hardest question of the day.
Sorry about the spoilers.
Yeah, I know.
That's right.
What a fool.
Number four. What lefty started game one of the NLDS for the Braves against Cardinals pitcher Miles Mikolas?
You know, I'm a challenge.
Wow. I think that's the first time that's ever happened.
We've got to be bold on the last episode of season two.
Was the mustache twirl intentional, or is that?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I like it. No one else could see it, so I wanted to call attention to it for our listeners.
Yeah, for all the listeners, it's actually a fake mustache I put on for the recording.
Oh, excellent. That's dedication.
I got nothing for a Braves pitcher.
All righty, Kevin keeps his 10 points. The answer is Dallas Keuchel. And number five, what third baseman knocked in two homers for the Rays during their wild card game victory over the A's?
Third baseman for the Braves on the Rays. Oh, jeez Louise. Come on now. I have to tap out. I don't know.
Aaron, do you have an answer?
Rodriguez.
Rodriguez is incorrect, but a good strategy. The actual answer is Yandy Diaz. He hit two solo shots off A's starter Sean Manea in the first and third innings. Aaron, we are to you. You have to choose between kicking ass, and this category is 100% about college football.
I will take college football, please.
These questions are indeed 100% about college football. Number one, what unranked team upset Oregon on November 23rd this year, effectively ending Oregon's college football playoff hopes?
I'll go with Arizona State.
Arizona State's correct for 10 points. Well done. Number two, where did 1997's top draft pick Orlando Pace play his college football?
That would be Ohio State.
Okay. Ohio State is correct. The Rams took him with the top pick after the Jets traded the spot away a day before. Pace was the first offensive lineman taken with the top pick since Ron Yeary in 1968. And in a lot of ways, Pace made the greatest show on turf happen, giving Warner all that time to do whatever he needed to do. Number three, what two SEC schools have had an ongoing rivalry for decades, generally played on the third Saturday in September?
Third Saturday in September. I'll go with LSU and Alabama.
That is incorrect. Kevin?
All right. I want to say Auburn in Alabama.
That is also incorrect. The answer is Florida and Tennessee.
Oh.
The Gators lead the series 29-20 and have won the last three matchups against the Vols, though I don't think the Volunteers have been very good the past few seasons. Number four, who is the most recent Notre Dame alum to win the Heisman Trophy? This is back to Aaron.
Let me think. I know Tim Brown won it in the late 80s. I don't think Rick Meyer did. And on the recent teams, I don't know who would have won it on the recent teams. I'm going to go with Tim Brown.
Tim Brown's correct for 10 points. Well done. He won it in 87. Rocket Ismail and Monte Teo have both come in second in the voting. Monte could have shared that with his girlfriend. Number five.
Savage.
Zinger.
Number five, with the NCAA growing more open to allowing players to profit off their own images, we may get the return of the NCAA football video game series. The last installment was NCAA Football 14. What Swift Michigan player was featured on the cover of that game?
I'm not a big fan of Michigan, but they have had a few. I'm going to go with Desmond Howard.
Desmond Howard is not correct. Kevin?
All right. Swift Michigan player. I mean, I don't have anything on the mind. So I'm just going to go. I know Tom Brady played at Michigan, so let's play Tom Brady. Not so Swift, but you know.
Tom Brady's also incorrect. The answer is Denard Robinson.
Denard Robinson. Wow. He was playing in 14.
College football's not really my realm, so I will have to take your word on that one. But we will move swiftly along from my ignorance to the first intermission question. I'm going to give you four awards, and you need to tell us who most recently won those awards. Number one, the NBA Finals MVP. Number two, the NFL Defensive Player of the Year. Number three, the National League Cy Young Award. And number four, the Conn Smythe Trophy. While these guys figure out those awards, here is an award-winning promo. You know, we have a new promo sitting us right in the face that we need more money so that Brent can buy more Stanley Cup swag.
Yep, we sure do. I think that's our promo. Just plug that in somewhere. Done.
Cool. We are back with Aaron and Kevin's answers to the first intermission question. Let's start with Kevin. Number one, who is the most recent NBA Finals MVP?
All right, that man who left my San Antonio Spurs, that dastardly villain, piece of garbage, Kawhi Leonard.
Well, tell us how you really feel.
Oh, man, I could take up all our time just talking about my rage. I miss you, Kawhi.
And Aaron.
I also had Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard is the correct answer. 5 points for both of you.
But with less vitriol coming from him.
Yes.
Definitely.
Number two, the NFL Defensive Player of the Year, Aaron.
Manti Te'o.
And Kevin.
I'm pretty sure that was Aaron Donald.
It was Aaron Donald. 5 points for Kevin. Number three, Kevin, the National League Cy Young Award.
Yeah, my baseball knowledge is really, really bad, as proven so far.
But I'm gonna say, as well.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I think Strasburg, something like that.
And Aaron?
I said Cole Hamels.
And the answer is Jacob DeGrom. And just to show you where we're at with baseball, I'd never heard of that guy.
So, I've never heard of him either. I am writing that name and look it up.
I think I saw it when I was writing trivia the week they gave those awards out, but I did not ask the question.
Cool.
That's all I got.
And Aaron, the Conn Smythe Trophy.
I have Kucherov.
And Kevin?
I had no idea what that was. I got nothing.
That was the leader of the St. Louis Blues, Ryan O'Reilly, for playoff MVP. Mm. After the first intermission question, we have a good game going on. Aaron has 40 points. Kevin right behind him with 30 points. And for the second period, I turn it over to Aaron, E-R-I-N.
Not confusing at all. Also, I'm going to just throw this out there because you've mentioned, y'all have mentioned Manti Te'o twice. I didn't realize, I learned this week, Deadspin originally broke that story about the fake girlfriend. Well,
you know, I read that story again when Deadspin went out of business, mm-hmm. which they did a month or so ago. They had a list of their best stories of all time, and I reread the Lene Kekua story. Mm-hmm. It was pretty awesome.
It was nuts. Yeah, that was what I heard about it too. They were doing like a Deadspin retrospective. I think the brand technically still exists, but everyone with any scruples quit because they were told to quit the sports, which was super interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think a lot of people sort of thought of Deadspin as like what Jalopnik is to cars, Deadspin was to sports. But they were doing some, occasionally they did some really interesting, good journalism.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were the only ones to really look into it.
Mm-hmm.
The situation with the girlfriend being in a car accident, having cancer, dying.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
I miss them. That whole story was nuts. Anyway, sports. Sticking to sports. Aaron, you can choose from the following categories. Your team sucks. Your team is great. Or American Girl.
I'll take American Girl.
All right. These are five questions about American women in sports.
All right.
Yeah. Number one, the 2019 NCAA Women's Final Four Most Outstanding Player honor went to Chloe Jackson of what Big 12 school?
Big 12 school. So I am a women's basketball fan. The best Big 12 women's team is usually Baylor. So I'm going to go with Baylor Bears.
Baylor Bears is correct for 10 points. Jackson had a team-leading 26 points and two steals in the final game against Notre Dame. Number two, Monet Davis was the central focus of the 2014 Little League World Series. On behalf of which of the 50 states did she pitch?
Oh, I know this one. Born and raised about an hour from Williamsport, so I do follow that as well. She's from Pennsylvania.
She is, and she's real cool. I like that story a lot. Number three. Martina Navratilova became a full-fledged American citizen in 1975 after announcing her original citizenship from what bygone country because of her distaste for the communist regime there.
Navratilova, I believe, was from Czechoslovakia. I mean, it's either that or Yugoslavia. I'm going to go with Czechoslovakia.
That was a good decision. The answer is Czechoslovakia. I was watching the Olympics. It would have been like the 2006-2010 Olympics because I was living in Ireland watching the BBC broadcast. And they kept referring to the Czech national team as the Czechoslovakian team.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what year is it? Number four. Whose only championship success on the LPGA Tour was winning the 2014 U.S. Women's Open?
There's somebody who had limited success, but is fairly well known. How about Michelle Wee?
Michelle Wee is correct.
Wow.
She turned pro at the age of 15. Yep. Nice pull. All right. And number five, Kim and her husband, Terry Pegula, are the current owners of what NFL franchise?
This is another Penn State question. You guys are the Penn State. They funded Penn State's ice arena as well. They own the Buffalo Sabres.
You're killing me, man.
Oh.
Should I read the question again, Brent?
You said what team did Kim and Terry Pegula own, right?
Yes.
NFL team, though.
Oh, you said NFL. I heard NHL. It's the Buffalo Bills. What was it? All right. I heard NHL. Yikes. That's the second time I've heard NHL instead of NFL.
I mean, you can rehear it. You were on it. It's all right with me.
I mean, they do own the Sabres as well.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
That's why I said the Sabres, but I heard NHL.
Yeah. Brent, you're the boss. What do you think?
You're the lawyer. You decide.
No.
Kevin, what do you think?
Honestly, I think he was on it. Is the correct answer the Buffalo Bills?
It yes. is, yeah.
Yeah, I say yeah.
Okay. And they do own the Sabres.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And frankly, I'm an idiot. I may have said NHL. Like, we can go to the tape for that. But all right, I'll give it to you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
No worries.
Making my morning difficult. Got to make judgment calls. All right. Kevin, we are to you. You can choose from your team sucks or your team is great.
By the way, I want to point out that Aaron ran that category, so well done.
Yeah, nice job. Yeah.
Told you guys I like women's sports.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to say, let's go with your team sucks.
All right, these are five questions about garbage teams from 2019. Nice. Number one. Ooh, I didn't know this. Number one, what team played their first season in the MLS this year and went an abysmal 6-22-6?
Oh, my. 6-22-6?
Yeah.
And this, and just let's make sure. MLS, yes?
Yes, Major League Soccer. <All right. laughs> Mike Lima Silo.
6-22. That's a bad record. I don't keep up with soccer. So I'm going to have to say, let's just go LAFC. Give it home shout out.
LAFC, that's not the kind of shout out they want. I don't
know. No, I don't think so at all.
Yeah.
LAFC is incorrect. Aaron, do you know?
Yeah, I think this one is Cincinnati. I used to live in Cincinnati years ago, and they still keep up with some people there. And they finally got the team to MLS. They'd had a lot of success in the lower divisions, and then terrible first year. They'll get better. There's a lot of support in Cincinnati for soccer.
That's cool.
Yep.
All right, that is correct. Number two, back to Kevin. Speaking of garbage Cincinnati teams, with apologies to any and all Cincinnati listeners we may have. The Bengals were trash this year, but they did manage to beat what team on December 1st?
Yeah, so they just got their first win. They put back in Andy Dalton. Despise that man as well. let's see here. All right, so they would have to beat, I think they either beat the Browns or the Dolphins. And everyone beats the Dolphins. All right, I'm going to say the Miami Dolphins.
You are correct that everyone beats the Dolphins, but they did not beat the Dolphins on December 1st. Aaron?
I'm on the fence on this one, too. I think it's the Jets, but it could also be the Redskins. I don't think it's the Redskins. I think I'm going to remember that. I'm going to go with the Jets.
The Jets is correct. 4 or 5 points. Is that the NFL Jets or the NHL Jets?
Yeah. That would be funny.
They're so bad they lost to the ice hockey Jets. The Bengals actually play the Dolphins today at 1 p.m.
Oh, sweet mamma jamma.
So by the time this podcast airs, we will know if the Bengals can beat the Dolphins. Number three, what Major League Baseball team earned their first 100 loss season since 2003 this year?
First 100 loss season. Now these questions just sound so easy. I'm just not there. 100 loss season. I'm going to go with the Marlins.
Marlins is incorrect. Aaron?
Who was bad this year? Baltimore was really bad. I live in Maryland, and I know they were bad. Seattle was bad, I believe.
Sorry, Marcus.
I'll go with Baltimore.
Okay, once again, you were correct that Baltimore was abysmal, but the answer was the Detroit Tigers. Mm. I like it because I love going up to Camden to see games because it's a really fun arena, and tickets are dirt cheap because that thing is trash. All right, number four. What team ended the most recent NBA season, that's basketball, with only 17 wins and tried to tank for Zion Williamson only to end up with RJ Barrett?
Oh, that
Kevin,
would be...
this is to you.
Yeah, and they missed out on Kevin Durant, too. That'd be the New York Knicks.
That is the New York Knicks. And number five. What Welsh club got relegated at the end of the 2018-19 English Premier League season?
Oh, team got relegated. Sad boys.
I don't really want to hear about things getting relegated right now. Thank you very much.
I didn't write the question, man. I'm sorry. There's always next season.
Yeah.
So, a Wales football club. I don't know. Let's go. What's a good team name? I'm just going to say the Fighting Irish.
The Welsh Fighting Irish?
Yeah.
a little redundant, but they wanted to get the point across.
Yeah. Cool. That's incorrect.
The Welsh Fighting Irish, as real as Manti Te'o's girlfriend. There was a team from Wales in the Premier League called Swansea City, I believe. Swansea at one point. There was another one, too, that was up at some point. I'll go with Swansea.
Swansea is incorrect. They are Welsh. We were looking for Cardiff City.
Oh, Cardiff City.
Yes.
That one makes sense.
The other ones. That takes us to the second intermission. How do you guys feel about tennis?
I love it. A little comment. Great. Let's go.
I'm going to wait until someone responds.
Yeah.
Almost worse than I feel about baseball.
Here comes your second intermission question. Name the four highest ranked players on the ATP and WTA year-end rankings lists in singles tennis. And this is an ad pivot.
The following is what takes place when Brent and Aaron try to script a promo.
So Brent, I was thinking a lot of other podcasts, no matter what they're about, have been taking some time to do a Game of Thrones recap. What do you think about that?
I think that's an excellent idea. And if I watched Game of Thrones, it'd be an even better idea.
I think that actually makes it even better. So
how's that?
Well, because I can just, oh, this was a curveball. How is that? I don't know. I think it's a really dumb idea is the problem.
Yeah. There we go. There's our problem.
So, if you want to listen to more half-scripted, half-terrible improv, go ahead and hop over to patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. You can get access to all sorts of content, scripted and not, probably terrible and not. And we're back with some answers. The four highest ranked players in the ATP and WTA year-end rankings lists. Aaron, what eight people did you name?
I named for men Federer, Djokovic, Nadal, Murray.
Okay. And the women?
Osaka, Goff, Williams, Sanchez.
Okay. And Kevin, what did you say?
Yeah, so we got pretty similar lists. I didn't put Murray because I thought he retired. I don't know. Anyway, so I got Nadal, Federer, Djokovic, and then nope. And then we have Osaka, Williams, and then, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Venus as well, as we have Serena on there. Shout-out to Venus. And then nope as well.
All right. Not as great a year for nope as I think you would have liked.
Still a hell of a player, though.
Competing in both men's and women's tennis.
Yeah. With a brother and sister.
Yeah.
Right. So at number one, Rafael Nadal. Number two, Novak Djokovic. Number three, Roger Federer. Number four, someone named Dominic Thiem. Thiem, T-H-I-E-M. He's Austrian.
Good now for you him. Know.
Yeah, right.
The Austrian part and ranked at number four.
For the women, number one, we have the that'd be Australian, right? AUS. And AUT is Austria.
I switched.
Just for bonus points.
Ashley Barty. Yeah, I'd say that's Australian.
Yeah, right. Ashley Barty from Australia is number one. Number two, Karolina Pliskova from Czech Republic. Number three, Naomi Osaka from Japan. Hooray. And number four, Simona Halep from Romania.
Okay.
ROU? I don't know. Neither Williams sister makes an appearance on this list, which is interesting. But Serena did make children, and I hear that takes a lot out of you. So that could be part of why. All right. After the second intermission, Kevin has 60, Aaron has 120, but it is still anybody's game. Lots to be picked up in third period. Brent, back to you.
Kevin, you have your choice between Rip, All by Myself, or On Air.
You know, the way this game's going, I just got to go Rip. Let's do it.
Rip is a RIP, five questions about athletes that passed away in 2019.
All right.
Number one, what Major League Baseball legend both played for and managed the Cleveland team in 1975 and 76 near the end of his playing career?
It's somewhere in there, but I have no idea. I'm tapping out.
No answer?
No answer.
Aaron?
75 and 76. Maybe Larry Doby?
No, that's incorrect. The answer is Frank Robinson. Number two, back to Kevin. What former Alabama quarterback and 1966 NFL MVP has the highest postseason passer rating in NFL history with a 104.8 and a 9-1 record in the playoffs?
Two playoff runs. If it's 9-1, made it to the Super Bowl. Honestly, yeah, I'm just gonna go. I know it's not right, but I'll just go Joe Montana.
Joe Montana's incorrect, Aaron.
She said an Alabama quarterback.
Uh huh.
1966, he was in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to go Joe Namath.
Joe Namath is a good guess, but not correct. The answer is Bart Starr.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, back to Kevin. What left wing legend for the Red Wings died this year and started the tradition of lifting the Stanley Cup and skating around the ice with it?
Yeah. Not in that order.
Yeah.
I think let's just go. I have no idea. I'll just go Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky's incorrect, Aaron.
So we're looking for a Red Wings winger.
Mm-hmm.
Yzerman.
That is also incorrect. The answer is terrible Ted Lindsay. And Kevin, I don't want to know what's going on with your neighbors.
Neither do I. I'm so sorry that's coming through. I'm just like, oh my.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm glad it wasn't just me that heard it.
What?
Sweet Mama Jamma.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, good. We heard a nice little, oh yes.
Screaming.
They could be doing anything.
Anything at all.
I think they're jumping on a trampoline, actually. Doing a little
listening to this podcast.
Yes.
I'm sure that's what they're doing.
I would be infinitely more upset to find out that someone was responding that way to this show than to find out they were just...
You don't want the ODS?
No, not like that I don't. Mm. Like, there's nothing we do that justifies that type of response.
Yes.
Number four.
Oh.
dubbed the most famous radio call in basketball history? What Celtics legend's name appears in the blank of the following 1965 broadcast by Johnny Most? Blank stole the ball.
I think you may have muted yourself and didn't unmute yourself.
Yes.
I did hear a little bit of that.
Somebody's having a better morning than we are.
Okay, so blank stole the ball. I've heard this 1,000 times. It's just not coming to me. Is it Parrish?
It is not Parrish. Aaron?
I think this one is Havlicek.
John Havlicek stole the ball for 5 points. And we have some flavor text that would take about an hour and a half to read, but that was during the seventh game of the 1965 Eastern Conference Finals, etc. Ryan, you outdid yourself, bud. Number five. What was the name of the Angels pitcher that passed away of a drug overdose in August?
I swear, I'm going to learn all the baseball things. This is a lesson. Thank you. I don't know. I'm going to go no answer on this one. I have no idea.
Aaron?
This one, I remember the story. It was, there was an allegation that there was one of the, like an Angels staffer was providing him with drugs. It was a very sad story. What was this? I'm trying to remember the name. It was something like Matt Petch. Matt Petch?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. That is incorrect. The answer is Tyler Skaggs.
Tyler Skaggs.
Aaron, that gives us to you. You have to choose between All by Myself or On Air.
That was impressive. Sung beautifully twice in a row.
Yeah, now my dog is probably having fits inside because you heard me try to sing.
I will.
He was talking to Kevin's neighbor.
I'll go with. Kevin's neighbor is certainly not All by Myself.
Well, you never know.
Hey, hey.
How about All by Myself?
All by Myself. These are five questions about individual sports in 2019.
Okay.
Number one, who this year became the namesake of a triple twisting double tucked salto backwards?
I'll use a challenge on this one.
Kevin, you've been challenged.
All right. I just have to say Simone Biles.
You are correct for 15 points.
Wow, nice one.
Nice.
Her dominant 2019 saw her win the Worlds once again, and the move described in the question is the Biles 2. A regular Biles is a double laid out salto backwards with a half twist.
I can't get that half twist in my routine. It's really tough.
That's the kicker. Number two, what Canadian teenager beat Serena Williams in straight sets to win the U.S. Open ladies single title this year?
I'll challenge this one as well.
Ooh.
Kevin, you have been challenged again.
Of course. Well, I should have written down the top tennis players list that we just went over. That probably, it's probably one of them. How about nailed it. Honestly, yeah, the names aren't coming out. I'm just gonna say Osaka.
Osaka's incorrect. Aaron keeps his 10 points. The answer is Bianca Andreescu.
No, she wasn't even in the list. Perfect.
Nope. Number three. Three-fifths of the LPGA majors won this year were won by competitors from what country?
I don't know this, but I know South Korean women's golfers are really good. So I'm going to go with South Korea.
You are correct for 10 points.
So you do know it.
Yes.
I'm headed to Seoul on Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. My in-laws live there.
Oh, cool.
My wife's Korean-American. So,
yeah. Neat.
Number four, for the first time since 1981, the USA had two men place top three in singles at the World Figure Skating Championships. Name either of those two guys.
Two American men placed in the top two. Well, that's good to hear.
However, comma.
Yes. I will guess Smith.
Smith is incorrect. Kevin?
I'm going to guess Jones.
Smith or Jones, neither one is correct. The answer is Nathan Chen or Vincent Zhao.
Nathan Chen, yeah. That name rings a bell.
Same, yeah.
Yeah.
Never would have pulled it, but congratulations.
Chen took first, and Zhao took third. 1981 saw Scott Hamilton win his first of four titles in a row, and fellow countryman David Santee take second. And I really don't know how that relates to – oh, that was the 1981.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I remember at the Geek Bowl pre-party in 2018, we're at this bar in Boston, and Nathan Chen was scheduled to skate like during the party. Mm. And it was the most, like, cause it's a bunch of trivia nerds and we're all like, this is interesting from a trivia perspective. Also, it's offbeat sports, which we're all kind of into. And as his routine started, like the bar got quiet and we're all just watching him on TV, just killing it.
Huh.
It was cool.
Very
that
cool.
That is neat. Number five, what Brazilian defeated Germaine de Randamie by unanimous decision, damn it, to win the women's bantamweight title at UFC 245 in December, and it's staying like that because I'm not trying it again.
Oh, man. What Brazilian? This, it's not a Chris Cyborg or Holly Holm. I'll go with Cyborg. I'm not going to come up with anything else.
Cyborg is incorrect. Kevin?
I'm going to go, I'm not too familiar with this, but Holly Holmes?
Holly Holmes is also incorrect. The answer is Amanda Nunes. That takes us to the shootout. The score is 145 for Aaron, 75 for Kevin, but you can still catch up. Here's how the shootout works. In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of three questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all three questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
And here are your questions. Number one, the number of goals scored during the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup. Number two, the number of runs scored by the Washington Nationals in the 2019 World Series. And number three, the number of minutes Tuukka Rask spent on the ice during the 2019 Stanley Cup playoffs. Those are some questions. Here is some ad content.
Hey, Ryan, why should people give us iTunes reviews?
Well, if you give us iTunes reviews, we can have many good things happen out of it. There will be exposure for the show, which means more views and listens for us, which means a stronger community for the place, as well as more listens and everything like that. Also, if you do that, we get more money to buy Aaron alcohol, Brent mixer, and me all the mess I could ever want.
I'm sold.
Number one, the number of goals scored during the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup. Aaron, you are our resident women's sports expert. What did you say?
162.
And Kevin, what did you say?
I said 74.
All right. The answer was 146. So Aaron picks up the point for that one. He was off by 16. Kevin was off by almost as many as his guess. Off by 17.
Almost as many.
Mm. We're right. I just missed the 10%.
You did, yeah.
Dang it. Yep. I thought that was the one I could get.
Nope. Alas.
Oh, well.
Number two, the number of runs scored by the Washington Nationals in the 2019 World Series. Aaron, what'd you guess?
45.
And Kevin?
I put 32 for that one.
Kevin, you were much closer on this one. The answer was 33. So you were off by one.
Well done.
That was well done.
And we are all tied up going into question number three. The number of minutes Tuukka Rask spent on the ice during the 2019 Stanley Cup playoffs. Aaron, what did you say?
793.
And Kevin?
144.
Cool. Tuukka Rask is the goalie for the Boston Bruins.
Oh, all the time.
Yes. He spent 1,458 minutes on the ice. So,
I forgot to carry the one. That's on me.
So that was Closer, but
more closer.
Not closer, but not close.
Right.
All relative. You were less far away.
Yes.
That is true.
Kevin is still on the tee. You are in the fairway. The pin is way the foot. It's par five.
The I'm pin actually, is in South Korea.
No, yeah, I'm in the pro shop still, actually.
Aaron picked up two for the shootout. Kevin just picked up one, but that was a remarkable one. He was very close. Aaron picks up 20 additional points. The final score, 165-175. But the real treasure are the friends we made along the way.
Absolutely, guys. That was a fun game. Aaron, do you have any closing words for us?
What was the final score?
165-275.
Oh, 275. Okay. I'm a bit hard of hearing today. That's my number one closing word.
I just thought you wanted to pour a little bit of salt in the wound.
No. I heard 165-175. So I thought somehow Kevin had gotten an 100
an amazing comeback, yes.
For having...
Yeah.
I was working on it, but then, 144 minutes. Anyways.
Yeah, maybe he got 100 points from Monte Teo's girlfriend. mention number four. No, that's
yeah, exactly.
This is a good time. We got to watch some more baseball. I think Kevin.
No kidding.
Next time in LA, I'm out in LA. Let's go check out some major league.
Yeah, that would
be the Angels are going to be pretty good this year.
Yeah. this was super fun. Got good old schlacking, but you know, that's a great way to start a
morning. Your neighbor, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, let's hope. Little different kind of schlacking, but awesome. You know. But yeah, this was very fun. Thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah, identified some gaps in my sports trivia knowledge, but hey, that's half the fun, right?
That's where the learning happens.
Oh,
that's the
yeah.
person
that's
the gaps.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Gaps,
you only can improve from here. This was very fun, though. Thanks, guys.
Tennis and baseball. Got to make it happen.
And hockey.
Hey, we did pretty well in tennis.
Yep.
Oh, no. Hockey is, yeah, that's – baseball and hockey are the two areas of – I thought we did all right on tennis.
Yeah.
You did okay on tennis. Could
have been worse.
You did.
Could have been worse on tennis. Worse.
So for Aaron and Kevin and Kevin's neighbor and Aaron, this is Brent signing off. We will see you next time you download for season number 3. This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers. And the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer.
So we're just writing these down.
Mm-hmm. We're on the honor system. We assume you're going to...
Okay.
Yeah.
We have too much respect for the game. That's all good. Mm-hmm.
That's right. We're not like the Astros who were stealing signs.
Who's going first? I always f*** this up.
This is...
Aaron's going first.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Oh.
Huh? No, Kevin.
Oh, this is Aaron. I'm sorry.
We're professionals, y'all. All right.
5. What Brazilian defeated Germain de Randami by unanimous decision to win the Wimbledon?
Yo, yeah.
Yeah, nailed it.
What do you say?
5. You want to read this question?
Nope. That is in your round.
5. What Brazilian defeated Germain de Randami by unanimous decision, damn it, to win the women's bantamweight title at UFC 245 in December? And it's staying like that because I'm not trying it again.